Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Arla, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. So we continue to discuss what basically we were introduced to in Mishnah Dalet, that not everything becomes bottle berayv. Now the Mishnah is going to give us some more specifics about this. Ulama Amru, in regard to what inyan did the Chachamim tell us? When it comes to Truma, the Kala Mechametz, if I'm going to take Truma yeast, and put it into a dough of chulin. V'amisavel, or I'm going to take truma spices and put it into a cooked dish of chulin. V'amidameya, or stamazai. I mix and cook truma together with chulin. When did we say lahachmir, that this is always going to be a chumra? We're always going to be strict about this. That's when you have a mixture of min b'minai, two of the same thing. And when did the chachamim say sometimes lahako? Sometimes we're more lenient, and sometimes ula hachmir, we're machmir, but we're not always machmir. That's when you have a mixture of min b'she'ena minai, two different types of things. Ketzer, okay, those are the general rules. Can you give me practical examples? So the Mishnah tells us, well, for example, se'ar shel chitin, we have a yeast of wheat, which is truma, Shenafel that fell into toich isas chitim, into a wheat dough of chulin. V'yesh b'gedei l'chametz, there's enough in the truma yeast to cause the dough to rise. Again, the yeast is wheat and the dough is wheat. The yeast is truma and the dough is chulin. Zak the Mishnah at this point, numbers won't make much of a difference. Bein sheyesh b'y la'alais be'echar u'meya, whether this dough has 100 chalakim, 100 times the amount of this yeast, when we say echad u'meya, we mean 100 chulin plus the one truma, total 101. Let's say it's only 99 times the amount of the yeast. It really doesn't make a difference either way. Whether you have the 100 or not, usher, the entire yeast will be usher for anyone who's not a kayan. This sar is mechametz the yisa. This dough caused the dough to rise. It doesn't become batel. There is no possible way that someone who is not a kohen can eat this dough. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ein by lalis bechad amei, if you don't have 100 times the amount, then you should know ben sheyesh b'gedei l'chametz, ben she'ein b'gedei l'chametz, whether the yeast is strong enough to cause the dough to rise or not, usher. It's still going to be usher for zarim, for non-kehanim. Because truma does not become batel. Min b'minai, this is min b'minai, because both the sa'ar is wheat, and the dough is wheat if you don't have 100 to be mevatelit. So basically what we're saying is as follows. We have a dough of chulin. We have yeast of truma. If the yeast is strong enough to cause the dough to rise, forget the numbers. It doesn't make a difference. This dough will not be asur to a Yisrael, even if you have 100. Meaning to say, even if you have 100 times the amount of chulin dough to the truma. If you don't have 100 times the amount, in other words, you wouldn't have a total of 101, then even if you don't have enough yeast to cause the dough to rise, it'll still be asur. It's not mechametz, but lemaisa in the mixture, when it's min b'minai, you need 100 times the amount of chulin to the truma. If not, it's all considered trauma.